He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Friday, October 31st. Happy Halloween, Texans fans. The Texans may not have costumes on their mind, but there is something scary ahead of them, and that's Adrian Peterson. The running back that people call all day ranks second in the league in rushing, and the Texans will look to contain him this weekend. I'll get you a preview of that game, but first, the Texans 2009 Texans Cheerleader Calendar is on sale now at the Go Texans store and online. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I-72! I-72!
Running back Amon Green practiced for the first time this week. He took reps with the scout team. The Kubiak said he will be a game-time decision.
No, I can't tell. You know, I'll talk to him and see what I thought about his work today. And probably looking at a workout Sunday morning before the game to see if we think that he can help us. But the other kids are ready to go. They've got all the work. Moses's got all the work. Cecil's got a little bit, so they're ready.
If Green can't suit up, rookie Steve Slayton will carry the load, and Ryan Motes and Cecil Sapp will back him up. As for your game preview, Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer and I broke it down this morning on the air.
I'm wondering about the Adrian Peterson factor, AD, all day. I want it to be NTD, not today. But we'll see what Adrian Peterson's able to do in this one. I think that, look, he's going to get some yards. You can't stop him. You only hope to contain him kind of thing. And Gary Kubiak said almost those exact words after Wednesday's practice.
He did.
So it's the old, you got to contain him. Keep him from hitting the home run, like he did against the Chicago Bears when they put up 41 points in a loss. You got to find a way. You know, he's going to rip off these 7, 8 yards, sometimes 12, 15 yards, but you got to keep him from hitting the big one and somehow create some third down situations, let the defensive pass rush, which has been improving, get to work.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest game day news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. Football.